One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, when you want God to do something for you, He doesn't step down to this world to do it. But He will give you a word. That's what you need. He will give you a word. And with that word, you can produce whatever it is you want. But you see, you have to watch out for it. You have to watch out for the word that's coming to you that's just for you. That's your rhema. Psalm 107, look at it. Psalm 107. Have you seen it? I want us to read from verse 17. I want you all to read that together from verse 17. One, two, go. Stop. It says what? Who? One more time. Fools. It says fools. Because of their transgression. Fools because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Verse 18. Their soul abhorred all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. He's talking about sickness. When they get sick, and they lose appetite for food. He says they draw near unto the gates of death. Verse 19. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. Verse 20. No, He stretched His hand. Is that what He says? No. He says He sent His word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Look at verse 19. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. How? He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word. So what you need is the word. See, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says the gospel is the power of God. What is the gospel? The gospel is God's word of salvation in Christ Jesus. So He says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That means the power of God by which He saves men is the gospel. The power of God by which He preserves men is the gospel. The power of God by which He prospers man is the gospel. The gospel of Christ. It says the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. In other words, it only works for those who believe. Praise the Lord. It doesn't work because you heard it. It works because you believed it. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. You see, God has power to build a universe. God has power to create whatever he wants to. God has power over the stars. God has power over his angels. God has power to do anything. But the power of God to save man is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You understand that? See, the gospel of Christ, that means the good news of Christ. What makes it good news? He came to save us, to bring us out of our distresses, out of our troubles, out of our sin, to make us right with God, and to give us the gift of righteousness, to make us one with himself, so we can become children of God, having the same life with him, partakers of the divine nature. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Have you seen it? I'm quoting scripture to you from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Have you seen it? Why don't you go back and look at it? Because there's something more for us to look at there. Have you seen it? It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek or Gentile. The 17th verse is, for in it, in that gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say amen. Amen. All right. Now that's very important. He says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. What do you want God to do for you? The power with which he can do that for you is in his word. So what you need is the word. What you need is God's word concerning that situation. That's what you need. If the word comes to you and you get a hold of it and act on it, it'll produce results. That's what you need. That's what you need. You know, sometimes we think we need somebody to pray for us, lay hands on us, and call heaven down on us. And maybe by the time they pray, somebody says, I want very serious prayer. I'm going through a lot of trouble. I need very serious prayer. And you know, them guys, they got together and they began to pray what they called very serious prayer. They don't change anything. See, human beings, they like to feel something, you know. If they prayed and they didn't feel something, they would think, well, maybe God didn't really answer or maybe nothing happened. So they want to pray. And they, like they say, pray heaven down. Or they say, pray until you have a breakthrough. So they pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And then as they feel better, they think, God is really answering now. We've got to add some more. So let's pray more. So they pray more. And it looks like God is really answering now. Let's pray more. I feel like we're breaking through now. So let's pray more. So they pray more and pray more. And say, but we're almost there. More. You know what Jesus said? He said, the heathen priests, heathen prophets, like the prophets of Baal, he said, they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Then he said, don't be like them. He said, when you pray, don't use many words. Repetitions, he said. Don't use many repetitions. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes. He said, just because you're saying it many times doesn't mean God's going to hear you. He said, when you pray, do not use many repetitions like the heathen, for they think that they shall be heard because of the many words. See? Faith doesn't struggle. You get it? Faith doesn't struggle. Doesn't struggle. You don't need to struggle. Hallelujah. And you, in your prayer life, you don't need to pray heaven down, because heaven is down here. You don't need to pray down. Somebody said, I'm going through a lot of pain. I need heavy prayer. The heavy prayer will not change it. Now, maybe one time you got healed by somebody praying heaven down. You know, they prayed and prayed until you shook and you knew you were healed. Now, you're going through the same thing again, and you think that if they would come and pray that heavy prayer one more time, then the devil will shake off and you would be healed. You weren't healed because of the heavy praying. You weren't healed because you shook. You were healed because you accidentally hit the right cable. In other words, you accidentally connected when you did. And now you're thinking you want to do it accidentally one more time. It's not going to work. You have to find out how it operates. See, the kingdom of God operates on principles. The kingdom of God operates on principles. Now, when you don't understand the principles, you will suffer for a long time until you find out. Some never find out. So they have a miserable Christian life. Somebody said, before I became a Christian, everything was all right. Since I got born again, all hell broke loose. The reason hell broke loose was not because he became a Christian. It's because now that you've become a Christian, you have refused to study how to control the circumstances of life around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.